Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. What was the biggest thing that happened last year? Was it the endless turmoil in the Middle East? Or Putin's incursion into Ukraine? Or the price of corn cut in half? None of the above. It was the price of oil cut in half. From $100 per barrel to $50 in 8 months. According to Holman Jenkins, writing in the Wall Street Journal, and I quote, "If not for fracking, oil would be $200 a barrel and gasoline $6.50, end of quote. The new technology extracting oil and gas has changed the world overnight. Look back to the early 70s when President Nixon imposed an export ban on oil. We were in an oil panic because the world was running out of oil. And since that time, we have spent billions of dollars in the Middle East, the world's biggest supplier of oil. Saudi Arabia and the other energy-producing countries formed a cartel to fix the price. Not anymore. The world is awash in oil. The United States is positioned to become the biggest producer in the world. Forget the Middle East. There's no shortage of oil in the world, and there won't be. The rising price of fuel called for creative technology in extraction. It happened. Markets work. Think about the consequences of cheaper energy. Our consumers have a lot more money to spend on other things. The United States will not be forced to import as much oil. In fact, we should end the Nixon oil embargo that is still in place after 40 years. Russia was fat and happy when oil was expensive, and since that country's biggest exports are oil and gas, now Putin's Russia is in all kinds of financial trouble. The Venezuelan government, not any friend of ours, a big oil country, is in free fall. And of course, the Middle East, where we have fought more wars than I like to think about, those wars were all about protecting our energy supply. Who cares about the Middle East now? Let's take care of things here at home. Get the tractors and planters rolling on our cheap fuel. Nitrogen will come down in price for us because it's made from natural gas. Spring is coming. It's time to plant. And I am John Block from Washington.